This piece is about the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. My title, Song for the 7,000s, remembers the more than 7,000 Jews who died fighting in the ghetto, and the 7,000 who were captured. I used two different groups of instruments to represent the opposing sides. The Jewish resistance fighters are represented by the violin, accordion, and clarinet, which are instruments from Jewish klezmer music. Any parts these instruments play use notes from the Phrygian dominant scale, which is commonly used in Jewish music. The Nazis are represented by the percussion, trombone, and French horn. The first time you hear the Nazis, the French horn is playing something called a tritone. Tritones are sometimes called the devil's interval, and were outlawed by the Catholic Church in the 17th century. The third group of instruments are the piccolo and the flute. They are used to represent birdsong and freedom. Oliver Mezain was held in a prisoner of war camp at the end of the Second World War. In his Quartet for the End of Time, he incorporated birdsong to represent freedom. The birdsong is also a tribute to Marisa Eisenstadt, the Nightingale of the Warsaw Ghetto. She was a talented singer and performed in the streets of the ghetto. She was shot when she tried to join her parents on a transport. The piece starts with the Jewish resistance. The music is loud and confident, though soon they are drowned out by the forces of the Nazis. The two tunes then start to compete for dominance. Fractions of one interrupt the other. But eventually, the force of the Nazis grows too strong for the fading resistance. The fighting ends with a timpani roll representing gunshots. All is quiet. Then, slowly but surely, the birds start to sing. A slower and higher version of the resistance melody. The piccolo and flute harmonize. Even though the resistance is gone, their memory lives on. Even though the Nazis were triumphant in battle, the heart and soul of the resistance is remembered.